Hare Krishna, we're reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 14, Text 13. So this is a very famous verse and very beautiful verse. I think we can all, most of us may remember or know this verse. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. My Lord, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in the material world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities, and they eradicate all sinful reactions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. Purport. This verse is Srimad Bhagavatam 10:31:9. So that's all the purport says. And this verse is Srimad Bhagavatam 10:31:9. Om Adnyanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Jakshurun Militaim Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Parishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is a continuation from yesterday. Antaranga Prabhu gave a class yesterday on, you know, leading up to the book marathon, the book distribution marathon, December marathon. And we have a series of classes that were scheduled. And one of our senior devotees was meant to speak today, but as I'm on standby, I was called, and I almost thought he dialed a wrong number, because I wasn't expecting to be here. So, fortunately, I was last night with Vishwambar Prabhu, and he gave me some pointers, so maybe I'll be able to speak something sensible. So the book distribution. I think we all want to, our minds and hearts feel satisfied when we possess things. But actually, Vishwambar Prabhu was saying, it feels even more satisfied in giving. And what to speak of giving something which is most valuable. So there are many kinds of giving, but the most valuable giving is that giving which has an eternal effect. So if you feed a hungry person, that's also giving something, you know, you're feeding. But then the next day the person is hungry again. However, if you can give something to someone which is so valuable that their eternal thirst and hunger is vanquished, then that is real giving. So the heart is actually always eager to give. And we all have this experience when we've given something of value to someone, we feel really deeply satisfied. So, in this particular verse, and it's a beautiful verse, many of us actually associate this verse with His Holiness Bhaktichara Swami Maharaj, who used to sing so sweetly. This verse is sung by the gopis. It's part of the Gopi Geet, and it's sung by the gopis, and they are singing this when Krishna is out of sight, when Krishna is not around. And in this verse they're saying, as Prabhupada puts it down here in the translation, they're saying, Tava kathamritam. Tava is yours. Katha amritam. The nectar of your katha. What is the nature of this nectar? Tapta jivanam. This life is full of miseries for everyone. There is nobody in this universe down from Indra down to the Indragopa, a little insect, who does not struggle for existence. So tapta jivanam. Tapta means burning. Jivanam means life. Life is scorching. It's difficult. In this difficult life, your katha is like nectar. Tava katha amritam. Tapta jivanam. And who says so? Who says that your katha is nectar? Kavibhiriditam. Kavibhihi. By the great kavis. Adi Kavi, Lord Brahma, Dhruva, Prahlad. So many wonderful devotees have said. Kavibhiriditam. Iditam means they have proclaimed. What have they proclaimed? They have proclaimed that your katha is like nectar. Kalma shapaham. So, Sridhar Swami, in his commentary, he describes that this katha has three qualities. Katha of Krishna has three qualities. Kalmasha apaham. Kalmasha means all the desires that we have to enjoy in this material world. Kalmasha also means the effects of our bad karma. Apaham, it destroys. It destroys our karmic reactions. This katha has that power. Whereas Sridhar Swami says the amrita on Indraloka, it actually binds you more. So this katha is liberating. But the amrita of Indraloka is binding. That is the difference. Kalmashapaham, Shravana Mangalam. This katha of the Lord is simply bliss, mangalam, auspicious, simply by hearing. To experience this amrita, one does not have to perform big yajnas. Like if you want to experience the amrita of Indraloka, Sridhar Swami says, you have to perform many, many sacrifices. But this amrita can be experienced simply by hearing. This is the second quality. Shravana Mangalam. Shrimad Atatam. Shrimad, Sridhar Swami says, means prema, love of Godhead. Atatam has been distributed freely. And he or she who distributes the love of Godhead freely. Bhuvi Grinantiye, going around the world, to every nook and corner, distributing the love of Godhead. Bhuvi grinantiye bhuri dajana. They are the real munificent, as Srila Prabhupada says, they are the real, the most munificent welfare workers. So actually the gopis of Vrindavan have glorified the book distributors. Because the book distributors essentially are such bhurida jana. They are the ones who distribute this message, this katha of the Lord, which is like amrita. And we have within our experience how sometimes you go out in book distribution and someone standing there is just almost, he or she is a ripe candidate. And they might say, "Oh, where have you been? I was looking for this. I've had this experience." You know? And then you see how much they appreciate, and if you happen to see them again, they appreciate even more. Actually, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, even before Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sanatana Goswami, in his Brihad Vaishnava Toshani Tika of this verse, he gives another very sweet meaning. He says that actually some of the gopis were, all the gopis were chanting this unanimously, right? And some were thinking, "Your katha can sustain our life. Because we don't see you, your katha sustains our life." And those who distribute your literature, your katha, they are the greatest bhurida jana. However, Sanatana Goswami says there is another meaning. And he says, "Tava katha mritam." Not "tava katha amritam." He says, "Tava katha mritam." Means your katha is such that it kills people. It kills their material life completely. Your katha is so powerful. And tapta jivanam. It actually creates a burning desire because we feel separation from you. So it kills your, we can't hear your katha. If you hear Krishna katha, you want to be with Krishna. And they say, "Kavi bhiriditam." It's only the poets, kavi, they glorify your katha. In reality, anyone who has tasted, who has touched this divine literature, which contains Krishna Katha, Srila Prabhupada's books, anyone who has come in contact with them, actually, they realize that their entire material existence is finished. So the gopis are saying, only the poets, they are glorifying your katha. Our experience is we should stay away from it. And you know, we meet people who say that sometimes. Kalmashapaham. And in separation, feeling separation from Krishna after reading such literature or after hearing Krishna Katha, one's sins burn away. That's the only thing that's happening because one is burning in separation. Shravana Mangalam. It may be Mangalam, it may be auspicious to hear for ordinary people. But for us gopis, it has proved to be, you know, incompatible. Shri Madatatam, and this is a beautiful meaning which Sanatana Goswami gives. Actually, Sanatana Goswami mentions it in Brihad Vaishnava Toshini, and then it's expanded further by Srila Jiva Goswami in Laghu Vaishnava Toshini, and it's completely in all dimensions spoken of again by our Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Sarartha Darshini. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Shrimat here means rich. Such people who want to distribute this katha, they are actually very rich. In two sense. One, they somehow have means, bhuvi grinantiye, to go around. They may be beggars otherwise, but somehow they have means to go all over the world. Yeah, they use all resources. Atatam, Shrimad Atatam. Atatam literally means to distribute. So these personalities, like the book distributors, they are so resourceful. They reach everywhere. Once they asked Srila Prabhupada, "Can we go to the pub and distribute books inside the pub. Srila Prabhupada said, that's a wonderful proposition. And then Srila Prabhupada paused and said, make sure you are back. But the book distributors go everywhere. So, Srimad Atatam. The gopis say, these people who are murderers, they kill our material life, ordinary life. Bhuvi Grinantiye. They have money, they have resources to go around everywhere. Otherwise, they may be like paupers. Bhuri Dajana. So this bhuri literally means magnanimous. Bhuri da means one who gives. Da means to give. The most magnificent thing. That's bhuri da. However, another meaning Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives is da as a root in Sanskrit. Da dhatu also means khandayati, marayati. So here bhuri da can also means one who are mass murderers. He translates like that. They murder the material life. They kill the material life. As soon as someone comes in touch with Krishna, the message of Krishna, then their material life is finished. We were happy. But somehow we got in touch with your message and our life is finished. So, Bhuvi Grinantiye Bhuri Dajana. So that also applies to the book distributors. We have experience of that as well. So we have experience of both. Situation where somebody appreciates truly when you meet someone out on books and give them a set of books, they truly appreciate what you've done. And there are others who may not immediately appreciate, but there will be some long-term effect. Vaisheshika Prabhu recently was saying that he was talking to me. He said, I met someone in, outside a train station. And there are two friends. This is in America. So a cowboy and there was another man with him. And as soon as I started showing the books, and one of them got interested, was about to touch the books and have a look. The other one said, stop! What are you doing? The moment you touch this thing, you'll be finished. So people have some sense that it is true, it happens. Yeah? So, Vishwambar Prabhu yesterday was saying, just speak from your heart. So I'm going to speak something. I thought I will not speak, but then, taking his instruction, I'll speak something. When I really got inspired to do book distribution, it was in Juhu, in Bombay. And I had joined the Brahmachari Ashram at that point. And we used to have this thing about going out on books, but with a partner, with another person. And everyone did it differently. And there was one Sankirtan party which would go out to people's homes. And they would go out and they would just knock on people's doors and say, oh, Janmashtami is coming up, we are from a local temple. Here's some prasadam. And by the way, there's a little gift for you. And we would hand out a Bhagavad Gita. And I kind of started to enjoy that. I was only 19 that time, so many long years ago. And when we would give out the books, it was a mixed response, but people would invite us inside the homes. So there are two devotees and they're actually quite well known. One is in Delhi and another still in Bombay. To avoid them to be identified, I'll call them Rob and Bob. Well, they were not real names, but yeah. So we went to a house, me and my partner, we went to a house and knocked at the door. And they opened just, like little, through the slit, they said, they saw us, they said, what do you want? And I was standing ahead and I said, he's asking, what do I want? I must want something. Could I get a glass of water, please? I said, he said, sure, come on in. we went in. And we spoke about the temple and there was no interest. It was a family of four people. The son was the most uninterested because he was flicking through the TV channels while I was trying to speak. Just completely uninterested. But at the end we left Bhagavad Gita. So this was Bob's house. Yeah, we left the Bhagavad Gita and we said, you must read this book and we'll come again. We'll come again soon. We used to do this annual thing. We used to take the names of all the people and locations of where we delivered the books and we'd go again the following year. So we said we'd come again. And we went to another house. And we knocked at the door. They opened the door and said, oh, welcome, Vaishnavas have come, please. So, you know, we entered the house and same, we gave the Bhagavad Gita, prasadam. They appreciated us. And they had a big dog. And even the dog was sitting there and listening to the katha. And I started speaking something, my partner started speaking. And when he was speaking and the dog was not even on the leash, he was sitting there, listening very nicely. I was thinking, Srila Prabhupada, in Juhu they used to, before chanting in the morning, many brahmacharis had the habit of listening to this Prabhupada's, audio about the chanting of the holy name. I don't know if you remember this beautiful audio, where he says even a dog can take part in this chanting. And when I saw the dog, I was just thinking even a dog can take part. Prabhupada is so right. So, we thought this is so wonderful, this Sankirtan. The following year we went again. And this is interesting. So the second guy was Rob's house. We went to the first person's house, Bob's house, and the guys who were completely uninterested, they welcomed us. They all had tilaks, kantimala. I said, wow, this is Vaikuntha. And they fed us. And it was just magical how that Bhagavad Gita, and in fact, we couldn't see their son. So they said, oh, my son, he went to IIT Kharagpur. IIT Kharagpur is North India. And there he finished his studies and he's now joined the ashram in, Brahmachari ashram in IIT Delhi. And thank you. We didn't even know your names, but thank you for coming. You transformed our lives. So this, just like the gopis are saying, you transformed. This katha of the Lord transforms the lives. Then I was so excited. We have to go to Rob's house as well. You know, we went to this house and they were so inviting. So we went to this other person's house. And this time around, they did not open the door. They just looked at us and said, wait a minute. Shut the door again. As if they were preparing a grand welcome for us. They opened the door and I was very eager. I entered inside. And my partner stood out. And I entered inside and said, Hare Krishna, we are back after a year. How is your Bhagavad Gita reading going? And, you know, just excited about the book distribution we'd done. And the father, without a shirt on, he had just his, you know, they call lungi in India. It's like a cloth wrapped around. And he had a big, like a baseball bat, danda. And he said, yeah, we're waiting for you to come. You've stolen away our son. So we're waiting. And then the dog was not on leash again. And he was growling. And I thought, this is not going well. So I went to the door and I told my partner, run, run, run. He couldn't understand. He just couldn't understand. I started running. And I was running without even turning back. And he, of course, he got the message a little late. And, you know, unfortunately the dog was behind him, right halfway down the street. And he bit into his dhoti and, I mean, I don't want to describe it. Leave it to your imagination, all the things that happened to him. And we were battered up. So sometimes, you know, and strange enough, I met both of these devotees in festival. And I asked them, what's your favorite verse? Sometimes I ask devotees, what's your favorite verse? And both of them said, this is their favorite verse. And I said, yes, this verse is true. So when we do book distribution, we become the most dear to Krishna. In fact, we become so dear to Krishna that Krishna says that I cannot repay you. You have distributed my message. What is Krishna's message? Actually, what is Krishna's message? It is the potency of Ladini Shakti. It is the mercy of Srimati Radharani. The gopis, they had only one duty in Vraj. Well, they would externally do so many things, but in reality they would only do one thing. Simply speak about Krishna, give Krishna to whoever they saw. We know when Uddhava came to Vraj, Srimati Radharani in the Brahmara Gita, all she is doing is speaking about Krishna. So, that is the life and soul of the gopis, and they similarly glorify those who have dedicated their life to distributing this message of Godhead. So the book distributors have been glorified directly by the best of the devotees, the gopis themselves. And in fact, the Lord feels so grateful, Krishna feels so grateful for this service, that if we read the Madhya Leela, actually it must be here, if we read the Madhya Leela, this particular incident and when this is spoken, we are currently on chapter 17 on our daily readings, the weekly readings. This is chapter 14, Madhya Leela, so maybe middle of next year we'll get here. But this episode, where this verse is being sung, the context of this episode is such that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to witness the festival at Jagannath Puri, and King Pratap Rudra, who was a king, wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu would not see a king. He said, I have nothing to do with a king. So he would not want to see Pratap Rudra. So the devotees explained, if you dress up in a way that Mahaprabhu doesn't recognize you, and then you come and serve Mahaprabhu, then you can see him. So he dressed up as an ordinary person. He was a king. But then he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started massaging his feet. And after massaging his feet, what did King Pratap Rudra do? He started singing Gopi Geet. Jaya Tite Dhikam, that's the first verse of this chapter. Janmana Braja. So this is from the birth of Krishna, the gopis glorify. So here we see in the same chapter, Madhya Leela, text 11, it says, actually, even before that, if we go to text number 8, it says, Rasa Lilar Shlokapodi Korena Stabana Jayati Te Dhikam Adhyaya Korena Pathana. So the king began to recite the verse Jayati Te Dhikam, this chapter. And then, Shunite Shunite Prabhu Santosha Apar Bolo 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 Prabhu Bole Barabar. So Mahaprabhu simply said, continue, please continue singing, reciting this chapter. And then Maharaj Pratap Rudra comes to this verse which glorifies those who distribute Krishna consciousness to others. And see Mahaprabhu's reaction. Tava kathamritam shloka raja jahe podilo uthi prema beshe prabhu alangina koilo. When Mahaprabhu heard this verse, he stood up suddenly and just embraced King Pratap Rudra. And what did he say? Tumi mora dile bahu amulya ratana mora kichu dite nahi dilu alingana. You've given me the highest jewel, the crest jewel of everything that is in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Crest jewel. In fact, you've given me something so precious that I cannot give you anything back in return. So I'll simply embrace you. So he embraces King Pratap Rudra. Eta boli shehi shloka pore bara bara. Saying this, Mahaprabhu kept on reciting this verse again and again. Dui jana range kampa netra jala dhara. Both King Pratap Rudra and Mahaprabhu started weeping. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavi bhiriditam kalma shapaham shri shavana mangalam shri madatatam bhuri grinantiye bhurida janam. Bhurida, bhurida boli korenalingana iho nahi jane iho haya kon jana. He just simply embraced King Pratap Rudra and said what? Bhurida, bhurida, you are the most munificent welfare worker. And Mahaprabhu just simply embraced. And this is King Pratap Rudra simply singing this verse. So you can imagine those who are book distributors, those who give the literature. What is Mahaprabhu's response? He will embrace. And he says, I can't give anything in return for what you are doing. We find this in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verse 69. Very famous verse. Where Krishna says, actually in verse 68 he says, the most dear person to me is he or she who distributes this message of mine. And then, just to make sure that Krishna will, you know, sometimes Krishna has said something and then he overwrites what he has said before. In the next verse Krishna says, Nachatasman manushyesu kaschin me priyakrittamaha. Amongst all humanity, every single person, no one is more dear to me than he who distributes my message, who preaches my message. And then he says, bhavita nachametasmat. Not only now, bhavita, even in the future, I will not change my words. Krishna was known to change his words many times. But in this case, he says, these book distributors, I will not change my words. They are the most dear and they will always remain most dear to me. Anyaha priyataro bhuvi. No one else in the universe will take their position. Anya means other person. Priyataraha will be more dear to them, never. Such is the importance of book distribution. In fact, we used to, while having prasadam in Juhu, we used to listen to, always, that was always the case, we used to listen to Prabhupada's classes, or sometimes it was morning walk, sometimes room conversation. And there was this one particular conversation which was my inspiration to go out and distribute books. You see, those days I wasn't initiated, of course, and I was more like, not Karthik Chandra Das today, but more like I loved having prasadam. So samosa, kachori, peda das, something like that. I was, you know, always looking out for prasadam. And for me, I would do any service which did not interfere with the prasadam time. Prasadam time was just exclusive. You know, I would even pretend to be sick just before prasadam and then go for prasadam. So I wanted to have a shortcut in this Krishna consciousness. It was very appealing. I mean, I was in the ashram and, you know, ashram is a tough place, isn't it, Prabhu? It's a tough place. Yeah. That's what I thought at least that time. Until I became a grihastha and it's tougher. But, no, I shouldn't say that. Ashram is a tough place. And I was thinking there must be a shortcut to this Krishna consciousness, success in Krishna consciousness. And while I was thinking, we were having prasadam and we were hearing, we heard this particular, you know, room conversation, August 22, 1976 in Hyderabad. Srila Prabhupada says, to be quickly recognized by Krishna, to be quickly recognized by Krishna, this is the shortcut process. You can imagine, I'm relishing my prasadam. I froze. Shortcut. Prabhupada is giving the shortcut. So that was the only time I didn't focus on prasadam. And I was just absorbed. He says, Prabhupada continues, he's talking about his Guru Maharaj, and then he's talking about Krishna, and Prabhupada is talking about Krishna, and he says, he, as in Krishna, never says those who are sitting in a secluded place, meditating or chanting, doing nothing, he never says that. They are my very dear devotees. He never says that. But those who are preaching, nachatasmat manusheshu kaschanme priyakrittamaha, the verse I quoted. But this, so Prabhupada is saying that those who distribute are my dear devotees. And but Prabhupada is then saying, just like government takes more care for the soldiers, especially when there is fighting. They are giving life for the state. So their constant first consideration, so their comfort is first consideration. In the war field, enough supplies. Anything the soldiers require, enough supplies. So what Prabhupada is trying to say is, the book distributors and the preachers who are preaching, they are the soldiers in Mahaprabhu's movement. We are all soldiers for Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is the Senapati Bhakta, the commander-in-chief. A commander-in-chief cannot be a commander-in-chief without soldiers, right? We are the soldiers. And Prabhupada says that is the shortcut process. If you want attention from the government, you can be, you know, a homeless person, you can be a needy person, you can be this person, that person. You can have the most serious health issue and NHS will put you down a list where you see a consultant after 3 months, 6 months or a year. But if you're a soldier, you get a little scratch, yeah, the best of doctors are there. You need food, yeah, the food is there. You need shelter, the shelter is there. For the soldier receives the maximum attention of the government. So Srila Prabhupada says, to be quickly recognized by Krishna, to get Krishna's immediate attention, one must become a preacher, a book distributor. Because it's like a soldier who has gone out there and who is recruiting, who is fighting against the material energy. So, when we go out there, in fact, I was meditating this morning and this book, December book marathon, Well, this is my meditation, and then please correct me if you disagree. When do we think it started? At a petrol station, apparently at a petrol station. What Govind Prabhu is mentioning is when the Krishna book was published in Japan by Dai Nippon Press, was the big Japanese press, Prabhupada was very happy. And the devotee who was bringing the books Brahmananda Prabhu, was bringing the books to US. On the plane, he gave one book to someone. And Srila Prabhupada said, "Oh, the book distribution has already begun." And he said, "Make sure you distribute every single book. Don't even keep a copy for myself. Just distribute every..." So they actually did. So the first copy of the first initial print of Dai Nippon Press Krishna book is no longer available with anyone because it's somewhere, you know, with someone. So Prabhupada was so eager. And then devotees started to understand Prabhupada was most pleased if you distribute his books. So they then devised a plan that on a petrol station or a gas station, they had an agreement with the person that they could keep the books and the books could be distributed. So that's apparently how the December marathon started. But actually, I was meditating. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, of all the months, I am the month of December. In chapter 10, verse 35, what does Krishna say? Anyone? Bhagavad Gita? Masanam, masanam, margashirshoham. Amongst all the months, I am the month of margashirsha, the month of December. That's when Krishna is on the battlefield with Arjuna in December, in margashirsha. And he is giving the whole Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. And at the end, what does he say to Arjuna? After giving the whole Bhagavad Gita, he says, this very famous verse, we all know, Manmana bhava madbhakto, madhyaji mam namaskuru, mam evaishyasi kaun satyam te, pratijani priyosi me. Pratijani means what? You are here to fight all the way through. Krishna has told Arjuna, you are here to fight, you are here to fight, you are here to fight. This is why you should fight against the Kauravas. And suddenly he says, as if he's just changed his tact, he says, be absorbed in me, become my devotee, sacrifice for me. Declare this to the whole world. Give out this message. Give out this message to the whole world. Pratijani means proclaim to the whole world. As if he is asking Arjuna, right, I know you need to fight, but for now just proclaim, go out, distribute this message. So that's the December marathon started on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Krishna, while speaking the Bhagavad Gita, he's pausing and saying, actually, more important than everything else, yeah, you should fight. But just he's inserted this verse. And then Krishna says, no, but you told me that my dharma is to fight, isn't it? I'm confused now. You're saying, declare and give out my message to others. So Krishna immediately says, all right, I must have said your dharma is to fight. But sarva dharmaan parityajya, that is the next verse. Sarva dharmaan parityajya maam ekam sharanam vraja. Forget all the dharma I've told you. Just surrender unto me. And do as I said. Distribute. Priyosime, you are very dear to me. So this is December book marathon. And in fact, Krishna, we might wonder what would be Krishna's tactics or what would be his plan to tell us how to distribute books. And in the very same verse, I was meditating, Krishna actually says, Manmana. Manmana means, think of me. Think of me. And when a book distributor goes out there and gives the book to someone, the person for a moment pauses and thinks about, wow, that's a beautiful painting you've got there. I don't know what that means, but it's beautiful. The person you've made, that person manmana, made them think about Krishna. Or the person might just say, Vaisheshika Prabhu was saying, I was with him somewhere, and he was saying that he was out doing book distribution in Watford, and one person came up to him, and he was very, you know, acknowledging, and he took the Bhagavad Gita. And then he took out the Bhagavad Gita for another person, and the person was walking past, and as he was about to give the Bhagavad Gita, the person said, sorry, I'm an atheist. And Vaisheshika Prabhu said, oh, I'm so sorry, you're an atheist. Alright, oh, give me the atheist book, please. And he asked the devotee to give Science of Self-Realization. He said, oh, that's a book for you. This is for the atheist. So the atheist said, really? You have one for the atheist as well? And he took the book. So you know, you make them manmana. Somehow, we catch them, we give them manmana, bhavamad bhaktaha. And some will, Vishwambar Prabhu was telling me, he went to some Shri Vaishnava, he went out for book distribution, and there was this man who was a Shri Vaishnava, from a Shri Vaishnava background, Ramanuja Sampradaya. Suited and booted, and not with his tilak, so you couldn't recognize, but an Indian gentleman. And when Ramanuja Prabhu, Vishwambara Prabhu gave the book to that Ramanuja Bhakta, he was so grateful. And in fact, as Vishwambara Prabhu was reading the English translation, he was in reverse quoting the Sanskrit verses, and he was very grateful to receive. So mad bhaktaha, some category maybe, some we may just touch them, because manmana, we just made them, got them in touch with Krishna. Some may transform into bhaktas. Some others, madhyaji. Madhyaji means sacrifice for me. You see, when they give a penny, when they give a pound, they're giving some sacrifice for Krishna. So the tactics of book distribution, the promise of book distribution, the great grace that one receives in book distribution is also in this verse. Madhyaji, mam namaskuru. Others may simply say sorry. They may just fold hands, or they may just say sorry or pass away. But they have also acknowledged. Namaskar also means to acknowledge. Some may just acknowledge. In all these ways, we have simply brought that person closer to Krishna. We've touched that person. And having touched that person, the person has now got an eternal relationship with the Lord. So, you know, people, people can benefit in so many different ways. And I was thinking, Prabhupada was saying once in a letter to his German disciples, he says, and I'll read it out, be assured that there is no more direct way to preach than to distribute Krishna conscious books. Whoever, now listen carefully, what if you give out these books and somebody doesn't read it, doesn't take it, doesn't, you know, I mean, I've had a situation where somebody took the book and in front of my eyes, you know, took the book. I asked for a donation, they didn't give a donation, and he just flicked through a few pages and he slid it in the bin and he walked away. And this was this small book. Anyway, so, and I was with another devotee, and I was in a conversation with some other people, and I said, I'm going to go back to the bin and I'm going to get it out of the bin. While we were finishing the conversation, this was in Leicester Square, many years ago, 2005. So while we were discussing, I think it was an Arab or some kind of a Middle Eastern person who we were discussing, my mind was not there. I was just thinking, well, I've got to go and get the book out of the bin. And just while we finished the conversation, there was this, you know, the Westminster Council garbage collector with a Westminster Council jacket on. He came there and I thought I must run and get the book before he picks the garbage. So I said, sorry, Prabhu, I got to go. And it was at some distance away. But that, just before I could reach there, and it's a crowded place, you know, on a Friday evening, it's quite sort of crowded. So they used to do 3 times bin collection those days. So as I approached the bin, the guy had taken all the items in the big sort of, you know, they go with a big trolley. So he collected everything, but he picked the book and he had put it in his coat pocket. And I said, did you see that book? And he was a black man, and quite sort of, you know, he looked very tough, huge. So he said, you're a stupid man. I said, sorry? He said, who would put such a nice book in the bin? You stupid man, you're looking for the book. Why did you put it in the bin? I said, oh, I didn't. Anyway, yeah, sorry, you can keep it. He said, thank you. And he walked away. It's just, Hare Krishna. So, you know, Krishna just wants to go to someone. But both are benefited. Prabhupada said in his letter to his German disciples, be assured that there is no more direct way to preach than to distribute Krishna conscious books. Now listen carefully. Whoever gets a book is benefited, if you get it. If he reads the book, he is benefited still more. Or, if he gives the book to someone else for reading, so he may take the book, not read, pass it on to someone else, he's still benefited. Both he and the other person is benefited. So imagine someone takes the book, doesn't read, gives it to another person, then both he and the other person will be benefited. Even if one does not read the book, but simply holds. And even if someone sees it, just sees the book. They didn't even touch the book. Here's a nice book. They didn't even touch. Prabhupada says, he is benefited. In Australia, when they were doing book distribution, Srila Prabhupada said, these books are so powerful. My books are so powerful. If, while trying to distribute them, because in Australia they had given a very bad press to Prabhupada. And one devotee came and said, Prabhupada, they're saying all these things. And Prabhupada said, well, they're saying Hare Krishna did this, Hare Krishna. So my Guru Maharaj said, as long as they are saying Hare Krishna, we are happy. They are distributing Krishna's name indirectly. But so the book distribution was tough at times. So Prabhupada said, anyone who even touches these books and says, oh, that's a nice book, but thank you, sir, I don't need it. The moment they have touched and acknowledged and appreciated the book, Prabhupada said, that person will be guaranteed a human form of life in his next life. And I was meditating, why would that be? And the reason would be very simple. That person has to continue where they left off, isn't it? We all have to continue where we leave off. In this life, we continue next life. And if somebody said, oh, that's a nice book, but not right now, not for me, but they appreciated it, they have to take a birth in which they can then continue from there on and actually read the book, which has to be a human form. So Prabhupada is so merciful. These books are so very powerful. So Prabhupada says, even if he sees it, he's benefited. If he simply gives some small donation towards the work of Krishna consciousness, he is benefited. So somebody may not accept the book, not even want to see it. They might think, oh, you were a beggar, and give you some money. They're still benefited. Because they have given for Krishna. They have done Madhyaji, Mam Namaskuru, Madhyaji. They have done sacrifice for Krishna. So they are connected to Krishna. So book distributors have a special place in the heart of Krishna. Because they connect others to Krishna. And Prabhupada finally says, and anyone who distributes these transcendental literatures, he is also benefited. So the book distributors, they are also benefited. Sometimes book distributors may not have read the book themselves properly. It happens. And it's probably happening more and more, which is unfortunate. Somebody was trying to distribute a book to me, one of our devotees. I was in Soho Street and dressed up in my suited and booted coming from work. And they thought I was a nice Hindu guy. Let me ask him for some money. He said, you know who Chaitanya is? I said, no, which Chaitanya? I mean, I've got many friends by the name Chaitanya. He said, no, this is an English boy, very enthusiastic. And this is a man from India. And I said, a man from India? There are many men in India. What man? Oh, he was Krishna himself. And then I asked him, who is Krishna? And he said, you see that blue boy on the altar? That is Krishna. This boy himself was a very new boy. But he was trying to make up, and I said, he was trying to give me teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And I said, so what are these teachings of Lord Chaitanya? Can you explain? Oh, he just says that if you chant Hare Krishna, then you'll be happy. That's the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. I said, fantastic. So why do I need to read the book? So he said, oh, that's a good question. I don't have an answer. Maybe, you know, you can read and you can tell me the answer. He's just trying to sell. I took the book and I gave him £1. He said, that's, I can't take £1. You got to give him more. So I gave him some, whatever, £5-6 I had. And he was happy. I've not seen him since, actually. But it's nice if we distribute, we also read. It's nice. You see, Srinivas Thakur was the first book distributor of our moment. Srinivas Thakur was sent by Jiva Goswami. And you know the pastime of Virambhir. Yeah? In Vanavishnupur. Virambhir was... No? So, Srinivas Thakur was given the mission for distributing books. And he faced so many challenges going on. We don't have time for that, but another time, Srinivas Thakur's glories, and we need his blessings for book distribution. He almost faced with death trying to distribute books. Narottam and Shyamananda. But he asked Narottam and Shyamananda, you go. I'll face Virambhir. Virambhir was dacoit king. So, anyway. It's a beautiful thing. And I have a personal experience of the power of our transcendental literature. I'll say one more thing and then I'll stop. But when I was a young boy, my grandfather used to have a path. Path means daily reading of Srimad Bhagavatam. He belonged to Rudra Vaishnava Sampradaya, so for many generations. So he had this daily reading of Bhagavatam, and he had this habit of, preparing sweets. So in when I was young in India, there weren't many, Cadbury's was probably the only company that was making chocolates in India those days, and it wasn't something that most people would eat, because any gentleman eating chocolate would feel like spitting it out. That was the Indians then. They didn't. Cadbury's had a hard time selling chocolates in India because there are so many beautiful sweets. And my grandfather would take Imli. Imli is tamarind, and gud. Gud is jaggery. So tamarind and jaggery, and he would make them roll them into small balls. So it has sweet and sour and tangy kind of flavor. You should try it if you haven't tried it. Small balls, and he would hand these out. So after he would read his part, his 1.5 hour, 2 hours, sometimes he would go on for 3 hours reading Srimad Bhagavatam. He would then, you know, all the boys, children of the apartment would come together and they would queue up in a line, and he would hand out a small ball of sweet to the children. But there was a condition. The condition was this. They had to simply come and touch the Srimad Bhagavatam, fold their hands, pay obeisances, that's all. Touch Srimad Bhagavatam, fold their hands, pay obeisances. And he would give out a sweet. And he would ask me to do the same. Of course, some children would come sometimes, some would not. So, all I didn't understand what was this book that he was reading every day. So he had told me, if you want to get a sweet, you have to do one thing. You have to come, simply open the book and close it. So open it, close it, that's all. And you become eligible to get a sweet. So I remember those days very fondly where I simply opened a book and closed it. And all these years ago, and Srimad Bhagavatam is one of my favorite literatures now. So the potency of simply opening and closing Bhagavatam is so powerful. Forget somebody who reads it, who receives it and acknowledges it. Prabhupada once sent a letter to Rupanuga in Bombay in December 1974, and he said, the essence, what is the essence of our mission? He said, this book distribution is the essence of our mission. That is what he said. And you know, we are trying to distribute as many books as possible. So Antaranga Prabhu, what are we aiming for this year? 50,000 books. Would you like to know what Prabhupada's number was? What number would Prabhupada give? He actually did give a number. And I found it. So Prabhupada says, in a room conversation to Tripurari Prabhu, he's now Tripurari Swami, he told what we should aim for in terms of book distribution. Prabhupada says, because he was in America, he says this to Tripurari Prabhu, all Americans should have at least one set of books. That is not very difficult for them to purchase one set of books, but it will be good. It will be a good asset for them if they keep and see it sometimes. Any line he reads, he will get transcendental knowledge. Any line he reads. So Prabhupada says that what is the number? All Americans should have one set of books. Do you know what the population of America is? Human population, I mean. Yeah. What is it? 331 million. Let's stick to England. Or let's stick to UK. 67 million. That's the target. So one day, Prabhupada was thinking, well, 50,000 is brilliant, 100,000 is brilliant, but for Prabhupada, every British gentleman should have a book. He said there should be a set of Srimad Bhagavatam in the house of every single gentleman. So, I would like to end by saying that this book distribution, by distributing books, one actually attracts Krishna Shakti. As it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita Antyalila, Kali Kaler Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtana Krishna Shakti Bina Nahi Tara Pravartana. One cannot propagate Sankirtan, cannot be done without Krishna Shakti. And Krishna is right there on the altar. And who is Krishna Shakti? Right there on the altar. Srimati Radharani. So the book distributors who are doing pravartana, who are expanding, distributing, they are the rightful heirs of Krishna Shakti, of Srimati Radharani, of the mercy of Srimati Radharani. So thank you very much. Any questions or comments? I would take maybe two or three if there's any. Yes, Prabhu?
You mentioned when we read these books, our material life is over, but I still feel like completely attached to material life. So what did you mean by that?
Prabhu is saying, when we read these books, our material life is over, but I feel completely attached. I still feel completely attached to material life. You should read more books. The process will work. And if it's done in the right association, it's very powerful. Yes. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaved Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Book distribution marathon ki jai. Hare Krishna.